Hey guys, just want to let you know the Patreon is up. Check it out, patreon.com/BeerCityMediaPodcast for all your extra Beer City Media needs. Now on with the show. Welcome to the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast with Ryan, Larry, Springheel, Josh, and the Illumimami herself, Miss April. And today's episode, we're back. It's a therapy. Kitchen Studio 2022, Rad Dad 2022, gathered around the kitchen studio with the skeptic, the mom, and the beard. We're having a therapy. We had a nice week off. And now we're in the midst of...
we existed.
Guys and gal.
Yeah.
Two women in the studio today. We got Casey. She's in the... I don't know. Would you call it the...
She's in an aluminum chair.
Yeah, she's on an aluminum chair.
In the corner.
Observing. She's part of the funny folk of the background.
She's got a club to beat Ryan if he starts going off the course.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm staying on the course.
Mm. Right.
With Ryan, it's like Rainbow Road. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, that road... That's a rainbow road right there.
Might throw a banana peel on your way in the middle of a joke.
Sorry. Oh. God, folks, we had a week. So let's get into a little of that. Let's talk. April, you have had the worst luck.
Yeah, it's been tough. I have just... What was it? A couple of weeks ago, recovered from kidney stones and a kidney infection, only to find out, what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks later?
Not even two, like 2 weeks.
I woke up and I'm like, boy, something feels weird and I can't keep food down. So I went to the doctor again and I have another kidney stone and also stomach ulcers. So that's my new thing, because apparently I took too much ibuprofen when I had my last round of kidney stones. It gave me stomach ulcers.
Oh, geez.
So now with this round of kidney stones, I can't take any pain medication because it will irritate my stomach ulcers. So now I'm taking, it's like a, for GERD management, like gastro reflux. It's essentially the ibuprofen ate away at the protective lining of my stomach. So now stomach acid is just eating at my stomach.
Oh.
And creating like open wounds.
Oh,
so I just, for 5 days, I think everything I ate or drank came up maybe an hour later. I woke up in the morning and the first thing I did was throw up and it was all yellow bile. It was super gross. Thank you, Larry. It was an accurate depiction of what our house sounded like.
Oh, wow.
But I'm feeling better now. I did have a migraine today. That sucked. Feeling better every day. Getting there.
And you have tomorrow off.
Yes, thankfully.
Thankfully. So. We all do. Woohoo! Woo! No school tomorrow.
Labor Day.
I saw a picture of us from 5 years ago having a cookout at Larry's.
I remember that.
I was fat. I mean, like I'm fat now, but I was like fat.
You know, the worst part about that picture was
about 50 pounds lighter than that.
That's
nice.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
I love that picture though, just because of Ophie sitting in the corner next to the stoop, just grumpily like.
I was looking at that picture and I see like baby Asher and stuff. And I'm like looking around. I'm like, where the hell am I? And I'm like, oh, wait. Yeah. Someone took the picture.
I popped up in my memories and it's Asher with his back to the camera and Chewie with his back to the camera, just kind of like sitting.
I saw that on your floor.
Yeah.
That was so cute. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
He was a little guy in that picture.
Speaking of Chewie.
Yeah. Well,
how's he doing?
I don't think, I mean, it's been a minute since we've been able to talk with this. This all happened a couple weeks ago, but he was diagnosed with diabetes. So I have to shoot him up with insulin twice a day.
Is he past his anger about that now?
Now he's like, whatever.
Okay.
And we found out the hard way that when the needles are too dull.
Oh, no.
Yikes. I know. So then we had to go to Michigan State University, which is like the top vet place in the nation. My wallet told me so. to have his eye looked at. He's blind. He has a detached retina. So he's blind in one eye, walking into things, jumping off the couch into things because he can't see on that side. But we did take him Friday to get his blood sugar checked. And it's normalized now.
That's good.
Which is good. So this morning he was like energetic, like back to his normal self. And he was running around my bed. We're laying down there and I'm playing with him and he's getting all hyped up and he had just eaten breakfast. And then all of a sudden I'm laying there in bed and I feel vomit on my head and in my hands. He puked into my hair and into my hand. Now the smell of vomit gets to me. So I'm like, I'm in bed. I'm like, just dry heaving. Aaron's like, don't fucking puke into bed.
Yeah.
as she's combing chunks of dog food out of my hair.
Oh my God. It reminds me of it was last week. Riley had a seizure. Oh. And I know it's such a funny story.
Jesus. I know it's not funny. It's just
in the aftermath. It was one of those things that you look at and it does make you chuckle. He had a seizure, and a lot of times, immediately following his seizure, he will vacate his bowels and also throw up. Like everything that's inside of him is like head for the exit doors. So after he had his seizure, he had an accident inside and then threw up on the carpet. And right before, maybe a half an hour before he had his seizure, I'd given him a dog treat. And he threw up and it was literally two halves of his dog. I could have just put it back together. I'm like, he's not even chewing those. Literally broke it in half and swallowed it whole.
Yep.
I was like, that's so gross.
That's a dog thing for sure.
Every time we talk about our pets, I just feel like that scene in Dumb and Dumber where he's yelling and he's like, our pets' heads are falling off. Like, it literally...
my pet's eyes are falling out because he has...
diabetes.
Can dress him up as Wilford Brimley for
that's right.
Halloween.
Or a pirate.
He could be Pirate Wilford Brimley, the dog.
There you go.
Wolfford Brimley.
Wolf. So, yeah. So... anyway, things had been going on, and with it being Labor Day weekend, it was kind of like, well, just not do an episode and do a little R&R and recoup. It sounds like you're just finally coming out of it. Chewie's in it for the long haul, so this is just the new way of being.
Yeah, he and I every morning, like two meth addicts in a back alley, I'm trying to find his... trying to find a vein to shoot him up.
But we're here and we have some segments to cover. I just wanted to say that Josh and I have been working on a project together and we're very excited to eventually get in the studio and record. But Josh, you and I had talked about having this idea for a show that we were going to throw up on Patreon.
Yes.
Now, and that's somewhat musically inclined, as you tend to be, or could variation.
It could, but
variate to that more. You tend to vary when it comes to segments. It does tend to be musically a music thing,
generally speaking.
Now, I didn't know because usually we don't really have any updates when we talk about ourselves, but I didn't know if you had any, because you just loaded up my laptop with a bunch of music recording stuff. Do you have any tips for people out there who like to do music stuff? Because you kind of jacked into my computer and added like a whole plethora of that stuff. I didn't, you know how to do that sort of thing. I just didn't know if you wanted to, because some,
I bet Larry's been doing it longer than me, though.
Sometimes people reach out for podcast tips, mm-hmm. and I just figured since you do that stuff all the time now, like you literally sent me videos of people reviewing pedals on the daily. I don't know if you had any tips for home mute recording.
I mean, there's a lot of that. There's a plethora of programs out there, of plugins, especially for for any instrument, for keyboard, synth, guitar, bass. There's free plugins that you can use that can probably emulate all of your actual hardware,
right?
You know, guitar pedals and whatnot. And what's nice about recording with these plugins is that you can do a dry signal, so it's just your guitar with no effects on it. So if you like do something like, I don't like the way that distortion sounds, you can go back later and change it or adjust it. Whereas obviously if you use like a guitar pedal, you once you record it, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'm a big fan of plugins.
We love a good wet sound.
So, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Like, I would say if anybody's out there who's looking for good plugins for guitar-related stuff, mm-hmm. I am a full stand for the Archetype series of plugins. They work with guys like John Petrucci, Tim Henson, stuff like that. It's they are the best sounding.
Dang, Jim Henson? Didn't know he was a guitar player.
Yeah. Tim Henson is he's
Jim's brother.
Yeah. His cousin, actually. Get it right.
He's terrified of Muppets, actually.
No. Muppets, no. Trumpets, yes.
So, I mean, other than that, because, I mean, that's boring music stuff that only applies to us nerds.
Nerd.
I've been a cowboy the past couple days.
What?
Yes. I remember, it was a few years ago when Red Dead Redemption 2 came out. We all bought it.
3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. 3 years.
That's when that was a year April and I both hurt our knees.
Yeah. You had the time to play.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. You know we're getting old when we tell time by our injuries.
Mm-hmm. I can tell the weather from my joints. True. Now.
That's my wrist. I broke my arm when I was a kid. So.
Oh, I thought it was from too much.
That too.
That too.
No, yeah, it's been great. I've been playing Red Dead Redemption again just for the fun of it. And
the second one.
Yeah.
Are you doing
now,
a lot
you
of
can
that?
Now check out Josh's new 3-year-old reviews.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. And I've been playing Final Fantasy VII with April.
Mm-hmm. It's best. Been really nice. We've been going through some of the Final Fantasy games because I had never played them before, like seen anything of them. And we went to that concert and I was like, well, I kind of would like to. And he said, well, I'll play the games. He's got all the stuff to like...
I start the
max
games and
everyone
then mod
out.
The crap out of them right. So I can just speed through them.
So it's more story driven than like, you know. But we did 10 first and then we did...
Eight,
and then we did 15, and now we're on 7. We're just kind of because there's no right. real order.
Unlike porn, that it doesn't
right exactly. So it's been kind of nice instead of watching like a show or a movie because we're in sort
How
of a
can
period.
I watch Black Gang Bang 7 if I haven't seen Black Gang
exactly.
Bang 6?
You'll
you're
be
gonna
lost
miss,
on the plot.
Yeah,
completely.
You're gonna miss a lot of the storyline.
A lot of character building in 3 and 4.
And see, that's the great thing is you can skip the character building.
Yep. Oh
mod
man,
mod your porns.
But yeah, that's been a kind of our fun like married people thing because we're in a weird lull of like there's not a whole lot of TV on that we want to watch, but like there's a lot coming up, so we don't want to start something new.
I get it.
So we're like, well, we'll just play these until it's like end of September, all of our shows come back on.
What are you guys looking forward to?
We have, it's more family stuff. We have Survivor that we watch every year.
Lego Masters.
And Lego Masters and Hell's Kitchen we watch with Garrett.
So. Do you like any of those cooking shows, Larry?
What's the Chopped?
Chopped is really
Chopped
good too.
I
yeah.
like.
I've and, never gotten into those.
Mm-hmm.
They're good. There was a yeah. That was a pandemic watch for
oh,
me.
Oh yeah, for yeah. sure.
It's some of them. It's like Chopped is pretty straightforward for the most part. You get your blind basket, but there are shows like Cutthroat Kitchen that are a so lot of fun because that. It's like you have what you have to make, but then like they throw the wildest. you know, speed bumps at you, like, oh, now you have to cook in a kitchen that's the size of your kid's play kitchen, including really pots and stuff.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy.
I'm more into 90 Day Fiance.
Yeah, we kind of dabble with that, but we also like the Married at First Sight, which is just insane. Like, they meet each other on the altar.
Oh, that's crazy.
Mm, yeah.
They go through like a lengthy, like fill out forms and all this. I'm looking for this. I'm looking for that. And then they meet on
the resume for getting married.
But then they meet at the altar, and it's so delightful to see their reactions when they see each other. It's like, he better have a beard and be at least 5'8". And then he walks out and he's like 5'3" with no beard and he's bald, and it's fun. It's fun stuff. But anyway, all right. Well, do we want to start with our first segment?
Sure.
Okay. Who would like to go first? Me?
You have a second.
All right. I do. Now, my idea was that people can rate and review our show, right?
They have.
And they have.
Oh, have they ever.
A lot of people have said some negative things, like Instagram and... Or is it Snapchat that doesn't like us?
Oh, TikTok.
TikTok. Sorry, I'm still like 10
TikTok
years behind.
TikTok itself doesn't like us. It's not the people who follow
us. TikTok just doesn't like all the dick and pussy
apparently,
and fart.
Yeah. And then we've had 7 guideline violations
that
now.
That tracks. That sounds about right.
All but one have been appealed.
Huh. What one didn't get appealed?
The porn one where we described and... It, but we used like all the actual words, the scientific terms.
Right.
When we were, that was the Bambi
episode. I liked
like
that
you
episode.
Read right from Wikipedia, I think. Of the, and it was all the scientific words, but maybe it was my sound effects over the top.
Who knows?
TikTok's weird.
So I thought today we would ourselves rate and review fan fiction.
Okay. Oh, boy.
So I'm going to read some fan fiction from a website that throws all of a bunch of fan fiction together. It's called archiveofourown.org.
Wouldn't it be funny if there was a fan fiction about us?
I decided not to look, but if somebody wants to write some, go ahead. I guess if you want to be creative about it, I have no qualms. But anyways. Now... This first fan fiction is based around, of all things, The Nutty Professor.
I already got a porn title for it, but...
The Nutting Professor?
Anyway, this is written by Film Perv.
Oh, boy.
I can see where this is going.
So,
I mean, let me get to that page on the soundboard.
Jesse was having a hard day. So he figured he'd watch the Eddie Murphy classic, The Nutty Professor. This movie always cheered Jesse up since he could relate a lot with the protagonist. He wasn't fat or overweight. Actually, Jesse was very scrawny, but he had the same insecurities with his body image and self-confidence. After finishing his microwave dinner, the scrawny white boy started feeling real sleepy. It was a struggle to keep his eyes open, much like Sherman Klump in the movie... when he drifts off into a dream sequence. Quote, did someone put something in my food? Jesse asks and drifts off right on cue as the character in the movie is. Jesse then noticed he is dressed in blue hospital scrubs with a bunch of other doctors who are surrounding a patient. What's going on? Am I dreaming? The surprised guy thinks out loud. He pinches himself to see if he was dreaming and felt it. This is the most real dream he's ever had. If it is a dream, Jesse looked over on the operating table and sees Sherman Klump on the table wearing his glasses, white sneakers and gray sweater and sweatpants with Wellman's College and purple text across his man boobs. Blood pressure 140 over 90 and rising. We need that IV rig in now.
IV for 140 over 90?
Yeah.
I mean,
I know.
Mine's been way higher than that.
Always competitive, aren't we?
Call me when you get to 170 over 110.
Ivy rig coming in. Give me 4 cc's of Amberthal. Sorry. I don't know how much more he can take. Jesse is lost as the other doctors rush over, speaking medical terms that he doesn't understand. Much like now, are much like how he got there and what is happening. We need the EKG chart in here now. Blood pressure 180 over 110 and still climbing. Just then, the head doctor burst through the door to the operating room. What's the status? He asks another doctor as he removes his mask to answer him. He's getting fatter. We can't stop it. Damn. Jesse looked over at Sherman as his double chin started inflating like a frog croaking. This is quickly followed by the rest of his body expanding, growing larger and fatter as he gets rounder and bigger. Blood pressure 200 over 140. Oh my God, he's going to explode. God, I'm like getting out of here. Everybody in the room panics and head for the exit as the black patient's body starts expanding outward like the blob. Even his clothes grow with him. Jesse heads out but trips and lands on the floor. As he gets up and rushes to the door, the other doctors are holding the door closed. Jesse runs away trying to find another exit, but then turns and sees that he ran between Sherman's legs. He is surrounded by the gray sweatpants clad thighs as they expand around him. Looking forward, the white sub couldn't help but to pop a boner as he sees the black giant's huge gut lift up and reveal the super sweaty crotch expanding towards him. Jesse backs up until he hits the wall behind him, the dark gray sweat covered pants crotch pressing against him, crushing him into the wall. Jesse felt so horny as every part of him was enveloped in what could only be Sherman's big chocolate balls as he dares to stick his tongue out and lick it. What? Jesse woke up. Oh man, that dream felt so real. He thought out loud and then realized he isn't on his couch. He's in a white hotel room sitting on a huge bed with a catering table next to it that has a large turkey on it. Thud, thud, thud. The scared white boy walked over to the wall-sized window, seeing that he is several floors up in this building. Looking out, he sees a giant Sherman clump walking around, looking fabulous in his sweat clothes. I'm still in the movie. And there's more, but I just figured that was an...
I give it a 2.
It's a lot to digest.
It's a lot of balls to
miss. Yeah.
Yeah. That was 2.
I'm going to give it like a 7 for creativity, but then I'm going to bump it down to a 4 just because the writing was bad.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really know. This is the thing. A lot of these fanfics are like, they're like, people's, and I don't want to like get down on people's fads when it comes to
you don't want to yuck someone's yum,
right? But at the same time, I don't know where the what's like. Did this person see the Weird Al fat video as a kid and realize he had a boner? I mean that's all I can think of is when I think of like somebody expanding like that. I mean,
maybe he was really into the Macy's Day Parade.
I guess.
Giant Charlie Brown really gets him going.
Yeah.
I guess I would give it a 4.
Yeah.
Just because there were parts of sentences there. I was like, what? Is he in a dream? I don't know. I guess I get it. Like he fell asleep after having his microwave meal.
The ending was Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like the giant clump walking around. Right.
I just want original fan fiction.
Right.
Even though I know it's based on the Nutty Professor, it's still confusing.
Exactly.
Yes.
So far, April's Obama one is better.
Obama and the My Little Ponies.
I thought I would bring something random with that.
No, it's perfect.
You didn't write that, did you? The Obama one? Did you?
Sorry about that.
Anyway, I forget where I found that.
We
don't need to... I don't want to get... our fans too hot and bothered and driving off the road. I figured we'd take an excerpt of one and occasionally rate some fan fiction.
I know crushing is like a kink.
Yeah. Or like giantess.
Yes.
Is a big one where like, oh, I'm going to put you in between my titties.
Oh yeah. And like shove you inside them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or there's vor, which I've heard about, which is like eating people.
Mm-hmm. Like Army Hammer's into that.
Yeah.
See, there's a documentary on him.
I saw that.
Oh, I did see that. Kind of want to watch it.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah.
Just curious.
Popcorn.
A1, popcorn. Barbecue. Mm-hmm. Ketchup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure, why not? All right. Well, hey, we'll take a break. Mm-hmm. When we come back, more segments.
Okay. Oh. Check it out.
With style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies? The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting, but I just can't quit because one.
I have a sudden urge to watch Eddie Murphy comedies. I don't know why.
Just don't do it after you've eaten a frozen dinner.
Yeah. Yes.
I'll be careful. Anyway, second segment time.
Indeed.
Larry.
Yes.
Has a segment.
I have a game for us to play. Ooh, a new game.
I'm so excited.
Does it have a stinger?
We're going to play the dead or alive game. I'm going to give you a celebrity name. Ooh. And you have to guess.
Oh, I'm so bad at these, Larry.
They're dead or alive. Some of them are obscure. Mind you, I understand.
Okay.
But it's hard to find celebrities.
I got you.
That are, you know, like, hey, mate, are they? Mm-hmm. So, contestant, I don't know. We want to call them contestants. Person number one.
Person number one, yes.
Keep track of your own scores.
Okay. Sure.
Famed golfer and drink mixologist Arnold Palmer.
Are we going to all say like 1, 2, 3? And
yeah,
then,
we can
and
do
then
that.
We'll give the answer.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I'll say dead.
I'm going to say alive.
I'm going to say alive too.
Arnold Palmer died in 2016 at the age of 87 of heart disease.
Too many
probably
Arnold
all that
Palmer.
Arnold Palmer you drank.
Yeah. All that sugar. He was actually scheduled to have a heart surgery when he passed away.
Aww.
Next is famed sex expert Dr. Ruth.
I'm going to say alive.
Dead.
She has to be dead because she was like 1,000 years old when I, like 30 years ago.
Isn't she that knight at the end of The Last Crusade that says he chose poorly?
Exactly.
Well, Ryan chose correctly. She is alive at the age of 94.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
All that sex knowledge. Yes, you know?
If we learned anything from this podcast, it's that sex is good for your health.
Indeed it is. It's my 45 seconds of cardio. Next up, we have... If you lived through the 90s and early 2000s, you'll remember this person.
Okay.
Miss Cleo, the television psychic.
Call me now.
Yes.
I think I'm going to say dead.
I'm going to say alive.
Oh, boy. I'm going to say dead.
Miss Cleo died in 2016 at the age of 53 of cancer.
I'm doing so bad at this game.
Bet she never saw it. That?
Dang it. Finish it, April.
Banana peel.
She didn't see that one coming. Oh, next. We're going way back. This is an old reference. Maybe you remember, maybe you don't. He was the music director of the Johnny Carson show, Doc Severinsen.
I'm going to say dead.
I'm going to say alive.
I'm going to say dead.
Doc Severinsen is alive at the age of 95 and just did a concert past weekend. And that's the only
jeez.
I got one.
I was going to say, that's the first one you got right. Calm down.
Hey, you don't have Henny, so.
I just got the one before this. Miss Cleo, I got right.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Next up, we have everyone's favorite uncle, James Avery. He played the uncle on the Will Smith vehicle, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Dead.
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 died in 2013 at the age of 68 during open heart surgery.
I remember that. Because Will Smith was really like that. He was torn apart.
Yeah. Up next, we've got, this is, man, maybe you remember this, maybe you don't. It was a comedic actor from Australia named Yahoo Sirius. He did
Young Einstein
yeah. movie. Told you somewhere obscure.
Alive.
Dead.
I'm going to say alive.
He is alive and 69 years old.
Nice.
Next up was, he was a fire-hot comedian in the 90s, Sinbad.
Alive.
Yeah, he's alive.
Dead.
He's alive. He's 65 years old.
Josh, you saying you want Sinbad dead? Man was a national treasure.
Still waiting on Shazam or whatever the Sinbad genie movie is that he didn't do but needs to do.
Good movie with him, House Guest.
No, he needs to do another Christmas movie with Schwarzenegger.
True.
Next up, we've got great character actor Michael Clark Duncan.
Dead, unfortunately.
Yep, he's dead. I remember him dying.
Died 2012, 54 with a heart attack.
Big guy. Supposedly one of the nicest human beings to work with. Tom Hanks loved him.
Hilarious in that Talladega movie.
Punched Dwayne Johnson in the face and broke his nose.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
By accident?
On set of Scorpion King.
Oh. Because
mm-hmm, they were both in that film together and they had a fight scene and he hit, he clocked him square in the nose.
Mm. Ouch. Next up, we've got Jenna Jameson, the porn star.
Alive.
She is alive, 48 years old.
Okay.
I just thought because she had that battle with a disease a few years ago.
Well, she's still having residuals from that too, if I'm not mistaken.
Was I always in my head get her though mixed up with
Pam Anderson?
No, there was another one that was like
Tila Tequila?
No. she tried to be an actress, married like an 80-year-old man.
Anna Nicole Smith?
Yes.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we've got pop singer Tina Marie.
Hmm.
What, you don't know Tina Marie?
I'm going to assume dead because I've never heard of her before.
Alive.
Alive.
She's dead. She died in 2010. Ooh. At the age of 54 of natural causes.
So what is she?
What they think happened is she was in a hotel and while she was sleeping, a picture frame hit her in the head and she would have seizures almost on a daily basis from that. So
open and shut case, Johnson. Natural causes.
No, this was like 6 years before her death.
Yeah.
She got hit with the picture frame. And then she had to live with these seizures all that time.
Oh.
Eventually passed away. They could find no other cause.
Well, it's because the painting was so weighted down with jizz.
Damn it. Beat me to it.
So I'm responsible for her death.
Gotcha. Keep going, Larry.
Sorry, Tina. Next up, we have a writer of murder, Angela Lansbury.
Dead, unfortunately. I think
alive.
I'm going to say alive. I think she is.
96 alive and kicking.
Holy shit.
Good for her.
I just looked that up like a week ago, so.
Like
the original Mrs. Lovett. Mrs. Potts.
Sweeney Todd. She was
Sweeney Todd, which is such a weird, like to hear Sweeney Todd and hear singing about like eating people, and then you're like, oh, that's sweet little Mrs. Mm-hmm. Potts from Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we've got rock star and pedophile, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Dead.
Would assume dead.
He is alive at 86 years old.
Still married to his 13-year-old cousin?
She's still 13. Mm.
He's
the original Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah. What do you guys think about
a page out of Elvis's book?
Yeah,
what do you guys think about that? That kind of like that meme that's going around with Leo.
He doesn't date girls that are over 25.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true.
Mm-hmm. If it's that's his weird thing.
If everyone's cool with it, what do you do?
I mean, as long as it's legal and both parties are consenting, I mean, that's all there is to it. Although Titanic is 25 years old. So does that mean that next year
he's going to
bow out and divorce from being in that film?
Never did it. Don't know what you're talking about. Up next, we've got Soul Train host Don Cornelius.
Dead.
Alive.
I'm going to say dead, but can I also interject the fact that, like, That's so before my time mm-hmm. that in my head I had pictured Yukon Cornelius from from the
Rudolph the
Christmas,
Red-Nosed
Reindeer. Yeah, the Christmas just movie.
Grabs his ice pick.
Meow.
Gold in them hills or whatever he says.
And just that guy hosting Soul Train.
Yeah.
Don Cornelius is dead. Died in 2012 at the age of 75 of suicide.
Mm. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Should have moved south where there's abominable snowmen. Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Really lift your spirits.
She thinks I'm cute.
Up next, we've got probably the man who raised you when you stayed home sick from school, Bob Barker, host of Price is Right.
Dead.
Alive.
He's got to be alive because I would remember if he died because I love him so dearly.
Bob Barker's 98 years old.
God damn.
Still spinning that wheel.
That's right. What? Even though he looks like a photo negative.
I thought Drew Carey was on that show.
Yeah, Drew Carey hosts it now.
Are you talking about the proverbial wheel of life?
Yeah, that's the one.
He's still climbing up that.
He's not at the bottom of the Plinko board yet.
Up next, we've got musician Laura Branigan.
Ooh.
Laura Branigan. She did known for soundtrack work on like Top Gun and I can't remember the Flashdance.
I'll say alive. I have no reason not to.
Dead.
She died 2004 at the age of 47. Brain aneurysm.
Ooh,
which is a hell of a good way to go.
True.
You don't know. You don't. You're just like then you just fall over dead.
Mm-hmm.
No pain.
God shuts the switch off.
Yep.
Yeah. Right.
Up next, we've got Hall of Fame center fielder Willie Mays.
Dead.
Alive.
Is that the ShamWow guy?
No, Willie Mays.
That's Billy Mays.
Willie Mays. And he died. Willie Mays.
I really thought baseball. I was on to something right there. Sorry. I'll say alive.
Just out there ShamWowing the bases.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Willie Mays is alive at the age of 91.
Well, wow. Good for him.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And last but not least, comedic actor. Well, I don't know if he just did comedies, but Dick Van Dyke.
I'm almost positive he's still alive.
Alive.
I think, is he dead? I think he might be dead.
He is Dick Van alive at the age of 96.
Wow.
And that, who, how many points did you have?
I think I won.
I think you, yeah.
I gave up because I knew.
Yeah.
Ryan got like a 9-1.
Rad Reaper 2022 right here.
So that was.
That was fun.
That was good.
Maybe I'll put together a list and then you can be in a part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that that was the game because I literally last night was like, how the fuck old is Captain James T. Kirk?
Mm-hmm.
William Shatner at this
point. He's got to be in his 80s.
Or 94? He's in his 90s.
He's in his 90s.
Really? Might
be 90. Yeah.
You hear that, Larry? God. He's trying to steal your segment.
How old is William Shatner?
William Shatner is 91 years old.
91.
Good Lord.
How fucked up would it have been like William Shatner died on
September 4th,
2022
at 9:03 p.m.
Yeah, right. Oh, well.
I mean, he did get to go to space, which was cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's cool.
Yeah.
I've been obsessed with death lately.
Really?
I was just going to say, as soon as you said, okay, here's what we're doing, I was like, what the fuck, man?
You're
like, oh, it triggers my panic attacks to think about death.
Almost had another panic attack at work.
Really?
Yeah.
You've got a good decade. Well,
what happened is I put those deaths on TikTok, and I use the hashtag death, so I think it put me into death.
TikTok now you're on death land. Talk.
And like people are talking about like how their parents died. Right, like, oh, this guy had a 46 had a massive heart attack. And the doctor said it was too many energy drinks. And I'm like, dump out the rest of my energy drink.
Right. Here's the deal.
Throw away the cigarettes.
Whenever I got scared as a kid, I always had a one go-to. I would always, watched something too, well, that worked too.
Ecto cooler.
But it for sure was to think of beautiful women. Because if you think about your crush, then you kind of stop. It's like in the horror movies. Mm-hmm. They're too preoccupied with necking to worry about Jason Voorhees running through the woods. or the eternally funny farts. Like, I posted a TikTok myself because I was curious. I was like, if you're an astronaut on the moon and you rip a good one, is there any worry about you drifting off the planet?
No, but that suit's going to fill up.
Oh, yeah.
True. Or the fact that everybody on this planet has had diarrhea. Mm-hmm. At one point, Abraham Lincoln in his top hat had to sit in an outhouse and really push the old Illinois cheese mm-hmm. out.
Apparently, Kim Kardashian more than most.
Right.
Really?
If one Kanye West is to be believed.
She was preoccupied with bathroom visits?
Yeah, he like went on Instagram, was it yesterday? It was mm-hmm. like, Kim Kardashian has diarrhea lot.
I don't think it was Instagram. I think it was Scat Chat. Oh.
The page 6 of poop article.
Right. Page 2.
Yeah, it does bring me a lot of relief knowing that like even Queen Elizabeth has like...
Shit her pants?
Maybe shit her pants. I mean, she's so old, I'm sure she has.
The odds on...
She's doing it right now.
The odds on... Yeah. Oh, for sure. She's got her royal depends on at all time. Yeah.
The funny thing about the Kim Kardashian thing was he had posted that. And then like a little while later posted a screenshot. She had texted him like, why are you posting this online? He's like, I know you posted this on the toilet.
Kim Karsplashian.
Hey, the ones that are usually posting that much online, they're probably doing a lot of bathroom time. So you got to think former president.
What are you saying? Me and Melania. They probably have like, I don't even think they're together anymore, do you?
No, I don't even know if they ever were.
She's in New York and he's in Florida or something.
I'm pretty sure she's a robot.
Could be.
Like if anyone's AI, it's Melania.
Yeah, and I think she's one of those robots that hasn't gotten an update in about 3 years.
Right. She reminds me of that robot gif of the lady the robot lady that goes like, have you seen that one? She makes like surprised face.
Very visual, but yes.
Yeah.
I loved the face you made. It was so fucking good. We do have to have some sort of video version later. But anyway, yeah, no.
I am Melania.
How's it going, Melania?
Good.
How you feeling about decorating for this Christmas?
I feel like we should be exclusively Christian nation.
Oh, whoa.
So,
software updating.
How's your sex life these days?
Touch and go. I touch myself and then I go.
Holy shit. Well, you heard it there, folks.
She needs some more RAM.
Right?
But yeah, no.
A lot more ramming.
Oh, I did see a picture of Celine Dion the other day. She looks like a gray alien.
Have you seen Madonna lately?
Alien. Oh, yeah.
Like Madonna's legitimately looks unwell, like skeletal and weird.
Well, yeah.
People are afraid of aging.
They are.
Like health-wise, yes, I'm afraid of aging, but like looks-wise,
I mean,
this is just what I'm going to look like at age 46. Like, what are you going to do?
What is
that's
that?
That's Madonna.
Is it? I thought it was.
Asian
cosplay Madonna.
I thought that was one of the blonde twins from the Matrix movies.
Yeah, right?
She looks like a real doll.
She does. I don't know what. Hey, man.
You do you, Madonna.
Anyway, well, I understand that, though. It's something we all grapple with. We get older and things change. But, you know, the nice thing is...
Like, I'm never coloring my hair.
Yeah, you don't need to do that.
I think you should. I think you'd look awesome with, like, a purple mohawk.
I did that back in my 20s, but I'm not going to do it in my 40s.
It's too much work. We're in the phase. We're playing our back nine now. So now what we do, we yell at kids to get off our lawn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we don't fucking give a shit if... things go awry occasionally because we've lived a life.
I'm probably going to be like my dad and I'll just one day just show up at the grocery store in my sweats. Like not giving a shit.
Yep.
I went into a family fair in my sweats today. Family fair in sweats and flip-flops. Did I care? No.
He hit 40 and he started.
That's right.
Sweats and flip-flops.
Yep.
Yeah. God. Yeah. And I left my girlfriend and kids in the car. And I sit here.
With the windows up. Yes.
Listen to Genesis. Have fun.
I would have ran out in the road.
I know you would have. All right. Well, anyway, I think that's been an episode.
It has.
Does anyone have anything? Yeah, I'm trying new things out with language. Does anybody have anything they like to throw out there before we end this bad bear?
Flip it.
Let's talk about this damn owl.
Mm-hmm. Such a classic.
Blowjobs are great.
Mm-hmm.
They are.
That's when we do ass to mouth.
Ooh, Josh.
Hey,
is that your fan fiction?
You know, in the heat of the moment, it's okay.
No. I am the ass admiral.
I mean, we do have a lot of audio of that, so.
Ooh, this one's timely.
I shit my pants.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Queen Elizabeth, you scuttle out of here.
You scuttle out of here and keep your pants tight.
Yes.
That's right.
Don't drop anything.
All right. We will see you next week on another episode. Have a great one. Call me to your mom, baby, to share my opening line might be bit fast, yes. But don't think that I don't know I'm feeling for you. Cause I got a vibe on you the first time that I saw you, saw you. I need your love and I won't bring no pain, pain. A little buddy told me that you feel the same game. I'm for the real and for you I'm too good. Let's make a deal, sugar. All I wanna do is be your one and only lover. I just want to be your lover. I just want to rock your world. This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.